I'm CT Hayward. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Accused insurrectionists are appealing to the Supreme Court, trying to stop the felony obstruction statute from being used in their prosecutions. It could impact around 300 of those charged.
Hundreds of January 6th defendants and Donald Trump himself have been charged under a federal law that makes it a crime to obstruct an official proceeding. But the Supreme Court agreed to hear an appeal from one January 6th defendant who argues that that law, which was passed by Congress to deal with witness tampering in corporate criminal cases, cannot be applied to the attack on the Capitol.
ABC's Terry Moran. Eventually, Republicans running the House are going to impeach President Biden. They took another step closer on Wednesday. Their majority unanimously voted to formalize the impeachment inquiry against the president. For a third straight time, the Federal Reserve held its benchmark interest rate where it is, and the governors signaled they plan to make 3/4-point cuts in 2024. This is ABC News. Automaker Tesla is recalling 2 million of its vehicles.
Chad Kirshner of EV Pulse says it has to do with the car's standard driver assistance technology called autopilot.
It handles the lane centering, accelerating, and decelerating so that you can pay attention to other things.
But the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says Tesla doesn't do enough to ensure drivers remain attentive while autopilot is active. Tesla says there is incontrovertible data that shows autopilot saves lives. They're offering a software update to address the recall. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
This is Virginia. Authorities have determined the autopilot function was engaged in a Tesla doing 70 last July in a 45 zone right before a crash with a semi-tractor trailer rig that killed the Tesla driver. Investigators downloaded the info from the car's event recorder. Pablo Teodoro III's death was the third since 2016 in which a Tesla running on autopilot ran underneath an 18-wheeler. I'm Richard Cantu. ABC News.
Lexi spent more than 6 years in foster care.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lexi now has a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
Adoption changed me for the better. I feel like I can be whoever I want to be.
You can help find permanent homes for children still lingering in foster care. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Universities of Wisconsin Board of Regents is reversing course and accepting a deal to trade scaled-back diversity efforts for employee pay raises. Even some regents who opposed the deal voted for it to get workers their raises. Regent Kyle Weatherly voted for the measure, even though he says he opposes it.
This deal, distasteful though it is, in my judgment, and on balance, gives us a better ability to serve not only those students, but all students.
The measure passed on an 11-6 vote. Wisconsin voters may someday choose their candidates for Congress in a very different way. A bipartisan ranked choice voting bill got its first hearing before a state Senate committee on Tuesday. Under ranked choice voting, all candidates for U.S. House and Senate would appear on a primary ballot regardless of their party. The top five candidates would advance to the general election. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks roll over the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks had no trouble with Indiana, beating them 140-126 at five-serve form. But Giannis Antetokounmpo with 64 points, a new franchise record, 14 rebounds, 3 assists, and then got into a shouting match with some of the Pacers for several minutes in the tunnel after the game, live on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
This is not how we thought this night was going to end.
Well, here, the security guard Danny, the coaching staff need to be out here and get Giannis off the floor.
Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin.
I was not out there. I was not aware. You know, I heard some grumblings, but, you know, at this time, I'll obviously we'll sit down and John and I and we'll talk about what happened. But I wasn't there. I wasn't even aware that, you know, it happened.
Elsewhere, the NBA has suspended Draymond Green indefinitely after he violently struck the Suns' Yusuf Nurkic in the face Tuesday night. The 33-year-old Green has been with the Golden State Warriors since he was drafted in 2012. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mainly clear skies tonight with a low of 18. Winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 44. Lows dip down to about 30 tomorrow night. Overcast skies. A dusting of snow Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 19.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom, I'd like to call this one the Hump Day Town Hall Edition. Want to hear from the peoples today. So welcome to Wednesday, my little buddy.
Happy hump day to you, Kroot. Nate, working the board. Thank you, sir. Yeah, town hall, folks. Bring it on all day. 844-967-2789. It's going to be a fun show.
Dom, let's set a variety of headlines. Yeah. Menu items you can choose from today.
Yeah, a plethora.
I didn't know I'd be talking about Dr. Jill Underlie's European vacation. I wonder what she's dining upon this evening. Apparently, Dr. Jill Underlie is also a Board of Regents. She's what, the superintendent at the Department of Public Instruction, and she replaced Tony Evers there, or at least she followed him there. And she's an Evers appointee to the UW Board of Regents. And we understand tonight, Dom, we're on Regent Watch. We understand there could be a vote at 5 o'clock, and there are urging from those that would support the prior outcome, the prior vote, the 9-8 rejection of the terrorist acts of Robin Voss. And I would say in his ilk, but it was just Robin Voss. Really, Robin Voss is your chief terrorist in this case. You know, we like to name names here, Dom. So Dr. Jill Underlie is vacationing with apparently her elder mother, and they have prior commitments and bad internet and cannot Zoom in, cannot be part of this board meeting, and she has registered her objections. So somehow her European vacation, long since planned for, has to end now, or she doesn't get a vote about whether or not to make the deal with the terrorist Robin Voss. So we'll get back to that in just a bit. And also, close to home here in the great state of Wisconsin, Dom, the fifth finest, fighting Scott Fitzgerald. Well, his newest call, Dom, impeachment now.
Impeachment now. Start the trial now. Not just an inquiry. Bring on the trial.
Bring on the trial. And in hour number two, the happy hour, we'll save this one. And I'm already regretting it, but that means it's probably just perfect for this show. If you know it's going to stir some trouble, I think we should run with it. Here's a fine panel. It was what, and Nate helped us with this. He brought this to our attention. There was like a Twitter chat room and it was being observed by 2.2 million people concurrently. And here were the attendees. Here are the stars of the chat room, Dom. Elon Musk, like one of the richest men in the world. Alex Jones, one of the backwano craziest men in the world. Andrew Tate, and this guy was charged, Nate, correct me if I'm wrong, I'd hate to defame a guy, but Andrew Tate was charged with like sexually transporting women across national, international borders, something of that sort.
It was something of that sort.
It was sordid. It was not good stuff. Matt Gaetz, and you know it's not a party unless Florida man Matt Gaetz is in attendance, because someone's got to allegedly hook up the cocaine. And presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy. I mean, what kind of a hot tub party is this? And apparently some of the
attendees. It was not a hot tub party. We know this for a fact.
We don't know this for a fact. Because a lot of these participants were virtual. And one of them, with an open mic, sounded like Leslie Nielsen in the what, Naked Gun 2.5?
Naked Gun, the original.
Oh, the original.
The OG.
Anyways, we'll play that in the Happier Happy Hour. You're gonna want to stick around for that, because I already feel regret. We haven't even done it yet.
No regrets, Crudy.
But Dom, the lead. Let's not bury the lead. The lead, it comes from our own backyard. At least it involves the state of Wisconsin intimately. Exclusive recordings from CNN. And we're going to play them for you. So, you know, they're not hearsay. They're actually apparently from the testimony of Kenneth Cheesebro to the Michigan investigators. And how CNN got the video, or the audio in this case, I have no idea. But we're going to share it with you, not independently verified by the staff or host of this fine product. But, you know, we trust CNN. So here it is, Dom. The Cheesebro is given some damning testimony about the January 6th. And he apparently inspired, perhaps, some of the crazy from the former. Tell me if I got that part wrong.
You're pretty right on there. Crudy, CNN reporting. Recordings described 2020 office, Oval Office photo op where Trump was briefed on faked electors on January 6th before a group of supportive lawyers entered the Oval Office for a photo op with then-President Donald Trump in December of 2020. They were given a clear instruction, according to one attendee, don't get Trump's hopes up about overturning the election. You had one job, people! One attorney, Jim Troupas, God, that guy's familiar. We've talked about him quite a bit around here. He told the line. He just finished leading Trump's failed election challenge in Wisconsin and bluntly told the president it was over in that state.
And who was on the other side of Jim Troupas in the failed effort to overturn almost 200,000 absentee ballots in the state of Wisconsin? Maggie Dawn. Milwaukee County Corporation Counsel Maggie Dawn kicked his ass. So when democracy held, small d, thank our friend Maggie Dawn. She'll be what? Joining us on Friday on the big show, right, Dom?
Friday, this Friday, Maggie. And of course, she is on, follows this fine show at 6 o'clock. Always stick around for Maggie Dawn and give her a little love if you can. She was the one facing Troupas in this case. But Crudy, CNN goes on, when the conversation shifted from Wisconsin to Arizona, attorney Kenneth Cheesebro deviated from the plan. He told Trump he could still win and explained how the alternate electors he helped assemble in Arizona and six other states gave Trump an opening to continue contesting the election until Congress certified the results on January 6, 2021. Cheesebro's optimistic comments immediately created problems by apparently giving Trump renewed hope that he could still somehow stay in office. Former RNC chairman Reince Priebus left the meeting extremely concerned about the January 6th conversation. Priebus, a Wisconsin native who served as Trump's first chief of staff, later warned Troupas and Cheesebro not to tell anyone about what happened.
You know, governance in the dark, that's always for the best.
Don't tell anyone. This dramatic account comes from Cheesebro, who sat for an interview last week with Michigan state prosecutors investigating the fake electors plot. CNN has exclusively obtained audio of that interview, which includes previously unreported details about the pivotal Oval Office meeting.
Courtesy of CNN. So we've got some sound here, Dom. I think we should get into the sound. Nate did the hard work pulling the sound for you, our fine audience. Let's get started with the cheese, bro. He breaks down the meeting. Cut one.
So I ended up explaining that Arizona was still hypothetically possible because the ultimate electors had voted. And I explained the whole logic. I basically summarized a lot of the November 18th memo that is, and I explained that Justice Ginsburg and Professor Lawrence Tribe had both written that January 6th was the real deadline, so that because the alternate electors had voted, we had more time to win the litigation.
And what is the importance of January 6th, according to Cheeseborough, giving his testimony to investigators, apparently in Michigan, according to CNN, cut two?
So it was, I think, clear in a way that maybe it hadn't been before that we had till January 6th to win.
You're just going to get the boss's hopes up. That's all he's doing, Dom. He's giving Trump just a little glimmer of hope when there should exist no glimmer of hope. What's that?
Would you say he's fluffing up the boss a little bit here?
Improve your lie. Improve your lie, Judge.
Told not to get Trump's hopes up. Cheeseborough, cut three, please.
That got me in trouble afterwards because we had been told before the meeting not to say anything in the meeting that would make him feel better about his chances than before the meeting had started. And that, you know, created a real problem, apparently.
Apparently.
You had one job, Cheese, bro. Come on, man. You're an attorney. Can't you take direction?
Apparently not, Tom. He is apparently taking lots of plea deals, but direction less so. This coming, according to CNN, from investigators' audio of their interview with Kenneth Cheeseborough, and he's got Wisconsin ties. And truth be known, in this reporting, Dom, Jim Troupas does not come off as the biggest jackass of all time. And we have often, and I have personally described him as the center of all malfeasance that happens here in the state of Wisconsin. But according to CNN's reporting and the interview transcripts, apparently, or audio, maybe they've got more. Lordy, let there be more tape, CNN. Jim Troupas actually tried to hold the line and said, Wisconsin's effectively a lost cause. And, you know, Troupas did his job, at least according to the CNN reporting. He didn't fluff up the old man, didn't get him excited, didn't send a, you know, what Chris Matthews always used to say, I got a
tingle going down your leg.
Tingle going down his leg. It's all it took, Dan.
More cuts from Cheese Brawl. Let's hear it. Priebus, as mentioned, apparently fairly concerned. Cut four.
Right after the meeting, Troupas said that Reince Priebus was extremely concerned.
I bet he was.
With what I told the president about Arizona and about the real deadline being January 6th, and that he was going to do damage control. Reince was going to follow up, and I was trying to mitigate whatever optimism I guess I created.
Mitigate the optimism, the false hope.
Is that what it is?
The procedural coup that you had suggested, Mr. Cheeseborough. Because, of course, the Electoral College outcome in these states favored Joe Biden. They had already counted the votes. Cheeseborough. I am loving how today is starting, Dom. This could be one of the greatest radio shows ever, but it is a hump day town hall edition. It's only going to get better if you play along. 844-967-2789. European Vacation is next.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
1 in 4 Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
And we're back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can always join this show at 844-967-2789. I know we're going to get to the European vacation, but this Cheeseborough sound, this exclusive sound from CNN, Cheeseborough giving, talking to investigators in the state of Michigan about his efforts, what happened in the meeting. He was told, him and Troopas, don't get the boss's hopes up, right? We're just, whatever you do, don't do that. Cheeseborough had one job and he couldn't do it. Now, Troopas, Crudy, as you mentioned, he told the line. He did what he was told. Cheeseborough did not, as mentioned, Reince Priebus, also from Wisconsin, former chief of staff for the former president, was very concerned. And what? Nobody can know about the meeting? Cheeseborough, cut number five, please, Nate.
There was a subsequent email a week later where Troopas said that it's extremely important that Reince Priebus, it's extremely important that there be no one ever learned what happened in the meeting. And I don't actually know quite, but it was probably related to what I told the president about real deadline and about Arizona, and so there was something very sensitive about what happened in the meeting that he was concerned about.
You proposed a coup, sir. You proposed a coup.
You telling anybody about the coup, man.
What did U.S. Congressman Ron Kind used to say? Plant the seed corn. You planted the seed corn for a coup. You left the old man with hope. And, you know, if you are a desperate man, knowing that you've been criming as the president of the United States and doing business with, 12 foreign countries reportedly?
At least, yep.
You're losing a sweet deal because the hotel industry kind of down. COVID kind of kicked Trump's ass, right? You know, he doesn't talk about that much. He was decimated as a businessman by the very COVID that he failed to respond to properly while our
that he downplayed, right?
Chief
right.
Executive.
One last cut, Kenneth Cheeseborough, in the investigators interview, very, very, very important for Wisconsin. Apparently there was zero hope for Trump in Wisconsin. Did Trump know that? Did the Republicans in Wisconsin know that? Did the alternate electors, the fraudulent electors, Andrew Hitt, did you know that? Here's what Cheeseborough said. Cut six, please.
It's clear that Troops personally told the president there was zero hope for Wisconsin. As part of this message, I think crafted to try to get him to concede or just, you know, give up this long shot challenge. Even though we had a perfectly valid challenge and we ended up doing a cert petition in the end. So there was a conscious effort to deflect him from a sense of any possibility that he could pull out the election.
But they went forward with the coup plan anyways. So whether or not Jim Troopas towed the line, Donald Trump went along with the suggested coup plan of Cheeseborough, right?
Yes. And literally what? Told on January 6th, mentioned, did he bring up Wisconsin on January 6th during that speech? We won Wisconsin. No, you didn't. And your own crew told you you didn't. And the very same day, the fraudulent electors from the state of Wisconsin gathered secretly with armed escort to sign the fraudulent documents to, try to overturn the election? I think that's what they said, to try to overturn the election. The Wisconsin Supreme Court already ruled against them, as did, 60-some other courts.
You know,
zero hope for Trump in Wisconsin.
I know we're off track, but I saw in recent reporting, I wish I could quote my source immediately, but normally I'm pretty good about this stuff. Not today, though. I'm going to be more sure before I express myself, because I'm kind of on a roll here, Dom. Excluding the outcome of that Badger-Arizona game last weekend, I am kind of on a roll on a few of the predictions I have made of late, so I'll come back.
2 out of 3 ain't bad, Curtis.
63% of the time, I get it right every time. Are we done with the cheese bro for now?
I think that is pretty much it on the cheese bro.
Oh, I remember what the reporting said. I still don't recall the source.
Okay.
The false Trump electors, and I believe it was the state of Pennsylvania, specifically requested like a clause, like, we are only here as a contingency. We're not claiming to be the actual electors. And if I understood the reporting from the state of Wisconsin, no such clause drawn here and the false electors. And in fact, they didn't want this clause in any of the false electors. They discouraged it. And if I recall, all the way in the back recesses of my mind, I believe Andrew Hitt, when questioned about this, maybe it was the January 6th committee testimony, something they played out publicly. Andrew Hitt was questioned about this. And if I recall correctly, he said, I wish we had a contingency clause, but they didn't. They didn't. So I'm not clear that the false Trump electors, and I think they were criminally complicit because they did this. And if they were just dupes, why wouldn't you say, but we're not signing unless we demonstrate clearly we're just the contingency.
Right.
We don't falsely proclaim ourselves to be the Trump electors.
Right.
Because that would be a coup attempt.
Right. And if I recall correctly, Curtis, in some of the reporting yesterday, again, I don't have the source in front of me, but one of the Trump campaign guys, when this was brought up to them, said, F those guys. We don't want to do that. F those guys. Real quick, from the CNN, as they conclude their exclusive reporting of Cheese Bros' investigative interview, at Trump's infamous speech on January 6th, he told the crowd, we won Wisconsin. So he said it at the speech. We won Wisconsin, and falsely claimed Democrats facilitated 91,000 quote-unquote unlawful votes via drop boxes and 170,000 quote-unquote illegal votes through mail-in ballots. Many of these same allegations were raised and dismissed in the lawsuit Troopas took to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. They were dismissed on the same day that the fraudulent electors met and did their deed.
Clandestinely, in secret. With armed guards.
With armed guards.
You know, as one does when one wants to be transparent and live in the daylight.
Wow.
You know, because you're just a contingency plan, right? Or not.
Were they? They didn't say they were. At least other places did. Remember when this all came out? The news, they were putting the different documents on a side-by-side. I mean, it was basically a template, the same wording, the same everything. It was obvious this was a conspiracy, a cross-state lines conspiracy, but you know, time will tell whether anyone actually pays the price here in the state of Wisconsin. 844-967-2789. Town Hall Day. Mark from the SAC, you're first. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Yeah, and 2 out of 3 by Meatloaf kind of occurs to me by the comment. but good old Scotty Fitzgerald. These guys are just encouraged by the fact that Josh Call hasn't gone after their asses, because now he's screaming for Joe Biden's impeachment immediately. If that guy was facing felony charges right now as being part of the conspiracy, as it's been laid out, he wouldn't be so bold as to be making all these statements.
I'd like to think so, Mark, but I don't believe that. These guys have no shame. They learn it all from their guy. He's allowed it. Trump has allowed them. It's okay not to have any shame. It's totally okay not to have any credibility, any consistency, any character, anything that gets you a free beer at a bar. They don't have it, Mark. And Trump's their leader. And he's leading all the other Republicans.
Why is it I never get the free beer, but I'm always buying yours? Is that a sign of character? You're a character.
I have character.
I know a character. 844-967-2789. Town Hall Hump Day Edition.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Accused insurrectionists are appealing to the Supreme Court, trying to stop the felony obstruction statute from being used in their prosecutions. It could impact around 300 of those charged.
Hundreds of January 6th defendants and Donald Trump himself have been charged under a federal law that makes it a crime to obstruct an official proceeding. But the Supreme Court agreed to hear an appeal from one January 6th defendant who argues that that law, which was passed by Congress to deal with witness tampering in corporate criminal cases, cannot be applied to the attack on the Capitol.
ABC's Terry Moran. Eventually, Republicans running the House are going to impeach President Biden. They took another step closer on Wednesday. Their majority unanimously voted to formalize the impeachment inquiry against the president. For a third straight time, the Federal Reserve held its benchmark interest rate where it is, and the governor's signaled they plan to make 3 quarter-point cuts in 2024. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegeho. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has rejected a petition to directly take up a case looking to end the state's school voucher program. In a decision Wednesday, the court ruled that the case needs to start in the circuit courts before going all the way up to them. Minocqua Brewing Company owner Kirk Bangstedt, who helped bring the lawsuit, says they will continue to move forward in the lower courts. Democrats are looking to enshrine marriage equality in the state constitution. The amendments would remove language in the state constitution that defines marriage as between one man and one woman. It would also make sure that everyone has equal parental rights regardless of their sexual identity. While the legislation would not change anything at the moment, it would kick in if the U.S. Supreme Court overturned their 2015 ruling allowing same-sex marriage nationwide. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Lows level off around 18 overnight under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly sunny skies again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 44. A dusting of snow Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 19.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Trump. Pants. Trump. Pants.
All aboard!
The Devil's Advocates. Rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
Welcome back to the Hump Day Town Hall edition of the Devil's Advocates radio show. That fine soprano voice, I don't know what you'd call Fitzgerald exactly. Alto, eunuch, Scott Fitzgerald, the conductor of the Trump train.
Congressman Fitzgerald.
Oh, he represents. But I've got some reporting I'd like to remind the people of. Before we go there, let's go to the phones. Encouraging the callers today, 844-967-2789. John from Watertown. Welcome, John. What do you got for us?
Hi, John.
I was just wondering, you guys have brought up the fact that there was armed guards there. Considering everything else that's happened here, I bet you they were on the taxpayer's dime. Are we going to get paid back for that, you think? That's all I got to say.
Appreciate it, John. You know, they weren't state capitol cops, because those guys don't come, at least to the Capitol Rotunda arm. Not that I've noted them. I think I'd see the guns. Do they wear guns? I don't think the Capitol Police do.
I can't say. I don't know.
Thank you. You are a key
John
observer.
John raises the question. I mean, who, if either way, whether or not these four armed guards that the fraudulent electors took with them or escorted them to the Capitol, they are either, you know, on the roll, state rolls, or they weren't. And if they were on the state rolls, if they were paid police, that's still taxpayer dollars. And if they were contracted out, presumably they're contracted out with state taxpayer dollars. So either way, it was taxpayer dollars.
I'm less clear that the mercs, I'm going to assume they were mercs, probably Eric Prince's boys from Blackwater. I'm going to assume they're mercs because we don't have anyone refuting that at this moment. But I've got to think that perhaps
that's the standard. No one told me otherwise.
It's a private organization, Dom. If the Republican Party of the state of Wisconsin, because these fake electors filthy with their officials from Adam Hit on down, right? And your boy Cheese Bro was in the room taking photos and videos. So I got to think this was a GOP funded endeavor, Dom.
The Wisconsin GOP event.
Yes. Effectively, I think it was. You know, in part, wasn't the entire coup sponsored by the Wisconsin GOP? Here's a thought. Tom Tiffany, Scott Fitzgerald say they would have rejected Biden's victory in Wisconsin had there been a vote in Congress. This some historical reporting from Craig Gilbert and Bill Glauber from January 6, 2021, Dom.
I remember that day.
I a few reasons to remember that day. Wisconsin's two newest congressmen, Republicans Tom Tiffany and Scott Fitzgerald, effectively one frickin' day on the job, right? Didn't they bring the Congress in on the 5th?
And they won their elections, right? Let's not forget this.
The very same ballot.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes. We're the state's only lawmakers to vote this week to overturn Joe Biden's presidential victory in a key swing state of Arizona and Pennsylvania. And Fitzgerald and Tiffany both said in an interview Thursday they would have voted to overturn Biden's victory in Wisconsin as well had it been subject to a vote. There was no congressional debate on Wisconsin's electoral votes because no senator lodged an objection. Well, Ron Johnson was ready to right up until the whole piercing of the velvet ropes by the tourists, Dom. Because there was no senator lodging an objection against them in the early hours Thursday morning, only a House member, and it requires objections from each chamber to force a vote. Both Republicans, Dom, recently served in the Wisconsin State Senate and argued that the election in Wisconsin didn't follow the laws written by the legislature. Biden's victory in Wisconsin was upheld by a recount, numerous court decisions. Democrats and even some Republicans noted the Congress lacked the authority to override the presidential electors certified by the states. Well, this was being written in real-time history on January 6, 2021. One quote, Dom. Fitzgerald said he did not expect to change the election outcome and swing the presidency to Donald Trump by his votes, but said, "I was trying to give my voice to those upset about how the election was conducted. You know, because my guy didn't win. Storm the castle. They stormed the Capitol. And today, what is the advocacy of Scott Fitzgerald, Dom?
According to Lawrence Andrew at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, while House Republicans set to formalize their impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden as soon as Wednesday evening, that's tonight, one Wisconsin congressman wants to take things a step further, an actual impeachment vote. Rep. Scott Fitzgerald told Milwaukee Journal Sentinel he thinks Republicans have sufficient evidence to vote on impeachment. Biden and initiate a trial in the Senate, a position that puts him at odds with his party's leadership, who feel more investigation is needed. If it were up to me, we would, Fitzgerald said, of taking a formal House vote to impeach the president. Based on the briefings that we've had in close conference, I think there's more than enough information there to vote in favor of impeachment to start the trial in the Senate. Fitzgerald, who sits on the Judiciary Committee, which with the Oversight and Ways and Means Committee is tasked with investigating Biden, suggested that the attempts from Republicans on those panels to link the president to the business dealings of his son, Hunter Biden, convinced him that the president is guilty of a crime. But Republicans have yet to produce concrete evidence that Biden committed high crimes and misdemeanors. The House GOP has been investigating the Biden family for months, and former Speaker Kevin McCarthy in September announced the launch of an inquiry without taking a House vote. The planned vote late Wednesday to authorize the inquiry is expected to be largely a formality.
844-967-2789. Love to hear from you today. We're doing a hump day town hall edition right here on the Devil's Advocates. But Dom, I want to take a stroll down memory lane with you.
I'm sorry, but can I? There's just one more paragraph I want to get on.
Oh, absolutely! Don't let me interrupt.
Man, I mean, this guy, the Trump pants. Asked this week on what grounds Fitzgerald would like to see Biden impeached. The Juneau Republican's office did not cite specific charges, but a spokeswoman pointed to allegations from the GOP that Biden used his influence to meddle in dealings connected with his son's role at the Ukrainian energy company Burisma, loans between Biden and his son and brother, and payments to bank accounts purportedly associated with the president. Fitzgerald's desire for an impeachment vote, however, puts him out front of many in his party, including House Speaker Mike Johnson, who say Republicans are still in the investigative phase of the impeachment process. Many in the party have said any impeachment inquiry is necessary to find evidence of wrongdoing, acknowledge that they are still working to find just that. We can't prejudge the outcome, Speaker Johnson said. The Constitution does not permit us to do so. We have to follow the truth where it takes us, and that's exactly what we're going to do. With the help of Fitzgerald, who would have a trial right now.
So, Scotty Fitzgerald, Wisconsin's finest from the 5th Congressional District here, he believes the very credible evidence presented by Lev Parnas and Rudy Giuliani. I mean, those are your credible sources? Otherwise, you're inferring the evidence, because I don't see any other evidence being offered other than some Rudy cooked up stuff. I would like you to remember, Dom. Remember when Scotty Fitzgerald was the headliner at a WISP Politics luncheon in Madison? And we were there, at least I know I was. And very few opportunities then when he was the Senate Majority Leader in the great state of Wisconsin, didn't go out and do a lot of public press. So I hadn't had many opportunities to crack at the guy. So I took that opportunity, Dom. And it was immediately after the Access Hollywood tape had dropped. And even back then, Scott Fitzgerald, he was the conductor of the Trump train. This time frame, fall, but not yet election time in 2016. And this guy today, contrasting today, calling today for the impeachment of Joe Biden with no credible evidence whatsoever, not a scintilla to offer, you know, just, you know, look hard enough and maybe you'll find something. Let's get some subpoenas going. When I question him about what it would take to turn him against Donald Trump, like, I'm like, could you be convinced that maybe he's not the right candidate for your party? Like the Access Hollywood tape. Because there were other additional credible accusations of sexual assault. And so I said, what if there's one rape? What if there's two rapes? And I'm asking, you know, I'm going through a whole series of very, for Scott Fitzgerald, uncomfortable questions that he's not answering. that he's not answering. And I just recalled, you know how a guy, you see him at the bar with the brandy old fashioned in his hand, and he's had a few of them, and his cheeks get kind of rosy like Santa Claus, and his nose
getting really, really flushed.
Yes, in the capillaries, you can see him. Scotty Fitzgerald looked like he was like four brandy old fashions into that press conference by the time I got done with him. But he did not have a line at which he could draw clearly in the sand and said, if that came to pass, if we found credible evidence, I would turn against Trump. But let's impeach that Joe Biden character. We don't even need evidence. I mean, it's the same man. Fitzgerald, do you ever look in the mirror and just wonder what happened? Why you sold it all? You sold your soul, sir.
What happened? What makes you think anything happened? Maybe it's just been the same trajectory his entire life. This is just an ending of where he started, man. Nothing had to happen. He just continued to be who he is. If, I mean, you're going to support the guy? Really? I mean, again, even on the sexual allegation, man, E. Jean Carroll, right? He's been found civilly guilty of rape.
Sexual battery, I believe.
They believe they specifically said rape as well. So, yeah, apparently not just the locker room talk on the bus with Access Hollywood, but even after the civil conviction. You know what I'm saying? Even after the Trump University fraud, even after XY dot, dot, dot. He couldn't answer the question, Crudy, or he wouldn't answer the question because there is no limit. There is nothing that would happen to make them turn against their guy, Donald Trump.
Dominic, I've got one more Scott Fitzgerald story. Got to tell it. And you can join us if you've got some off-color Scott Fitzgerald stories. Friends, family, enemies. As long as you can, you know, cite a source, 844-967-2789. If I recall, Dom, and maybe this is a little fuzzy math, but if I recall, we went out to Donald Trump's inauguration, and then, more importantly, we stuck around for the incredible Women's March that happened the very next day, talking about a contrast, and Trump claimed the greatest crowd size ever, whatever the case may be. But anyways, as you know, we like to travel as a show, and I dragged Dom to D.C., and as we were flying to D.C., and we took a Southwest airline. And really, you get to board, if you've been on Southwest, you don't have assigned seats. You just kind of like have to pick your seat predicated on what's left when you get to board. So Dom and I had like aisle seats, I feel like we were no worse than B or C in the boarding. And Fitzgerald going out to D.C. for, I think, Trump's inauguration. And Fitzgerald, who was kind of a big shot in state governance at the time, he was the majority leader, and there were a lot of young Republicans. They were all very excited. Their, you know, big trip to D.C., legislative staffers and stuff. And they're all on this Southwest flight, yet not a single one of them would let the Senate majority leader have something other than the middle seat. That's how highly he was regarded in the Wisconsin state capitol amongst his Republican colleagues. Fitzgerald was in the middle seat. How do I know, Dom? Because I took a picture of the back of his bald head. You know, he's got one of those cabinet injuries like Scott Walker had.
Come on, man. I'm not going to say he's as short as I am, but he's not a tall man he represents.
Well, he's about as white as you are tall. Does that count for anything?
Who am I to judge?
They're fine characters, this Fitzgerald. You know, get out front of your party. Because you are a guy with moral clarity on what's a line that should not be crossed. Whatever Joe Biden is alleged to have done by somebody without evidence, that's a line worth crossing. You know, as long as you're intellectually and morally consistent, Scott Fitzgerald.
And when with regards to the former president, Donald Trump, what's that line, Curdy, according to Fitzgerald?
Well, when we get to 20 rapes, I'll see if you blush is worse.
Terrible, man.
Hump Day, Town Hall. You better call 844-967-2789.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Dane County Executive Joe Parisi. Joe, let me ask you. You've made a little news. You have declared what in regard to the Twitter, now known as the X, and the Dane County Municipal Accounts. Joe, have you banned Twitter?
Well, we're no longer going to be using Twitter, I think is probably the...
Is that the same as banning Twitter, sir?
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to like have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money?
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Give us a call. Let us know your thoughts today at 844-967-2789.
I thought we were up to like 63, 64%.
I think it continues to grow. Yeah.
Because often if one of us is right, Dom is wrong. That's the way it works around here.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Dom, despite the strong inclination to go straight to impeachment by Wisconsin's finest, Scotty Fitzgerald from the 5th CD, Republican thinks Biden should be impeached, just can't provide any evidence or specific charges he would actually impeach on. But there, just get the subpoenas rolling. That's the Fitzgerald attitude. We contrasted that with Fitzgerald's prior attitude about the guy he supported because he was the conductor of the Trump train. Don't know how many rapes it would take to turn off Scotty Fitzgerald, but, you know, I hope he didn't ever introduce the man to his wife or his daughter.
We're not there yet, apparently. And it's not just Fitzgerald. It's the whole contingent of Republicans who continue to support this guy. And that's what I don't get. If, you know, you Republicans, you're all down about policy and this and that, and you all agree on a lot of the same things. You couldn't do it with Nikki Haley, man. You couldn't do it with DeSantis. You couldn't do it with some other Republican who believes all the same stuff you do. You got to go with Trump? With that guy, with all that baggage, all the things he's done, look at the record. That's your guy. That's the Trump train you continue to ride on.
Trump, mind. He's our man. If he can't do it, only a competent person could. Can. I can't rhyme, Dom. I'm not a rapper. 844-967-2789. Here's where I was going with this, Dom. Republican House members intend to vote on impeaching President Joe Biden soon, but they're already putting their collective feet in their mouths, Dom. Well, that kind of goes with the territory. According to the Washington Post, Rep. Guy Reschenthaler, Republican from Pennsylvania, confessed that the impeachment was nothing more than politics. Here's his quote, Dom. Now we have a situation where the standard of impeachment has been lowered to such a degree that, again, it's merely at this point a political exercise, he said. He then quickly added, not that this is a political exercise, but the bar has been lowered. Raw Story met with lawmakers on Tuesday about the impeachment with a mishmash of answers. Some downplayed the fact that it was an inquiry at all. Others played it up, saying it was a serious impeachment inquiry. Things got worse Wednesday morning when Rep. Jim Jordan, you know him, Dom, you know him, you love him, the congressman, is he the Judiciary Committee chair? Anyways, Jim Jordan and James Comer couldn't navigate questions from reporters about how payments for a son's truck put him in some sort of bribery scheme that involved billions of dollars. Now, what they're talking about is Hunter Biden apparently had repaid a personal loan to his father. And since Biden's company had received money from China, and he had made $1,300 a month truck payments, which is a damn expensive truck, but have you seen the price of these pickups, Dom? That ties him in with China, right? It's all there. Impeach now. It's all very, very clear to me now, Dom.
Well, it is very, very clear now, Crudy. Breaking news from all sorts of organizations. I'm quoting The Hill. The House GOP Wednesday formalized its impeachment inquiry into President Biden with a House vote, a step Republicans hope will add legal weight to their demands as the probe moves into a more aggressive end stage. Lawmakers voted 221 to 212 along party lines to approve the resolution authorizing the inquiry.
221 to 212. I didn't think they had 221 still on their side of the aisle, Dom. 844-967-2789. So they're impeaching Joe Biden. Hunter Biden, you know, he went up to the Hill earlier today, Dom. He made a statement because James Comer will not accept his public testimony. He will only accept closed-door testimony from the president's ne'er-do-well son, Hunter. While there's time, let's get some of this out here. Nate, if you would, play Hunter Biden. What are they afraid of? As Hunter Biden, cut 8.
What are they afraid of? I'm here. I'm ready.
More from Hunter Biden. No fairness or decency.
There is no fairness or decency in what these Republicans are doing.
He's here. Let's go, Dom. Public testimony, cut 10.
I'm here today to make sure that the House Committee's illegitimate investigations of my family do not proceed on distortions, manipulated evidence, and lies.
Well, I mean, if you don't have distortions and manipulated evidence and lies, that doesn't make much of a story now, does it? But Hunter Dez goes on to say he has. Unlike me, he's made some mistakes.
I've never had to make a similar confession, Dom.
Yeah, cut 11, please, Nate.
I've made mistakes in my life and wasted opportunities and privileges I was afforded. For that, I'm responsible. For that, I'm accountable. And for that, I'm making amends. But I'm also here today to correct how the MAGA right has portrayed me for their political purposes.
There's more. Let's play the rest of it.
Cut number 12. Let's be clear.
Let me state as clearly as I can. My father was not financially involved in my business, not as a practicing lawyer, not as a board member of Burisma, not in my partnership with a Chinese private businessman, not in my investments at home nor abroad, and certainly not as an artist.
Artiste. Cut 13. More Hunter Biden.
There is no evidence to support the allegations that my father was financially involved in my business, because it did not happen.
And the final, Hunter cut today. No shame, cut 14, please.
They have taken the light of my dad's love. The light of my dad's love for me and presented it as darkness.
You're losing me,
they
Hunter.
They have no shame.
Shame.
It would have been okay if he had just said they have no shame, but the whole, they're using my father's light of love against me.
I think there's a little bit of that. I mean, when was the last time you saw or heard Donald Trump talk lovingly or give his kids any physical affection whatsoever?
Ivanka? I mean, I've seen her be groped a couple times by the old man. He talked about, you know, wanting to get to know her a little bit better, Dom. I think he went on Howard Stern and said, look how damn sexy my daughter is. She likes sex. I like sex.
Oh, this is creepy, man.
Well, you know, at least we have never seen the tapes of the golden showers, Dom, as they've been described. Trump claims it doesn't exist, but
he keeps talking
about
it.
There is a Vivek Ramaswamy tape, and it exists. And Musk was there, and Alex Jones was there, and Andrew Tate was there, and Matt Gaetz. What was Matt Gaetz doing there? More Devil's Advocates, a happier, happy hour, more Town Hall Edition. Call now.
Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Todd Almaz Show.
Even Republican women, when they walk into that booth, that reversal of RVW is going to walk in with them, because that cuts to the very essence of what a woman is and what she can be and what she can decide. To speak in Wisconsin terminology, the reversal of Roe v. Wade is the right bower for Democrats. That's a Euchre reference.
That is spot on. You nailed it, John Roach, once again.
The Todd Almaz Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard.